Hi everyone, and welcome to the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at PMA. This episode is brought to you by Product Marketing Rendezvous, PMA's first virtual event of 2021. From the 17th of February to the 19th of February, we'll be bringing the PMM community presentations from the likes of Sage, Microsoft, and LinkedIn, a series of workshops between the best PMMs in the industry and recruitment matchmaking. To secure your spot, head to rendezvous.productmarketingalliance.com. This week, I'm delighted to be joined by April Rasser, Head of Global Product Marketing Communications at HackerOne. April has extensive experience in business, brand, and marketing, during which time she's refined her skills in product marketing, communication strategies, business strategy, corporate marketing, and product positioning and messaging, to name a few. Thanks so much for joining me, April.
Hi, Lawrence. Great to be here.
To start, could you just give the listeners a brief insight into your current role at HackerOne?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I run global product marketing here at HackerOne. I also have an extended team, not only on product marketing, but communications and content as well.
Okay, sounds great. And what was it exactly that made you want to become a product marketer in the first place?
You know, it's a great question. I think at the beginning, I didn't really have a good sense that I wanted to be a product marketer. I was just doing it by extension. And then through experience, what I found was the role really is the glue that connects you to both, you know, inbound and outbound activities across the organization. So while each team may have a point of view on, you know, endpoints for a, you know, product roadmap, you know, product marketing really sits at the nexus of teams across, you know, sales, product, CS, and we really bring a holistic approach to the table. And so I love that aspect of it, the fact that you can bring unique insights about the customer, the market, the buyer's perceptions, and really be able to provide a unique perspective to your respective product teams. And if you can do it right, you can couple the data, the market, and the customer insights into that intake process. And it's a really unique opportunity for any product marketer.
Okay, awesome. And you kind of say that, you know, it's a really unique opportunity, but obviously everyone starts from somewhere. And so what did your first job in product marketing look like?
Yeah. So let's see, my first job was actually just a broad marketing role. So I was at a startup where I was the lone product, the lone marketing person. And by extension, I was doing everything from go-to-market to demand to partnerships to, you know, content. So, you know, you have to kind of be a generalist at the beginning and, you know, started to grow the team and bring specific skill sets within the team. And so where I found that I was gravitating more towards was really on the go-to-market motion. So as I started to talk to more customers and understanding their needs and working with our sales team to understand how they were positioning, you know, the opportunity and the products, that's really where I felt like I could help. And that was the start for me personally, as far as how my product marketing career kind of grew. I started doing more and more and broadening that role in particular across my experiences.
Okay. And I mean, you may have heard me ask this question to other guests on the show, and I kind of get various responses, but I'll ask you for your perspective. What does a standard day in the role of a product marketer look like, if that actually does exist?
Yeah, I chuckle. I don't think there is one standard day for us product marketers. There's a lot that I think goes into our role. You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, working with our different counterparts. Like I mentioned, you're kind of at the nexus of all these different teams and, you know, working with our product teams as far as new products that we're bringing to market and dividing and conquering how we're going to be doing that in terms of market analysis to personas, different kinds of buyers we're going after, understanding the product strategy, working with our demand and marketing folks on the go-to-market plan, and then being able to execute. So all those facets, really sort of take out the whole, you know, an entire sort of day, weeks, months of planning and figuring out, you know, and that's just one thing in terms of taking a product to market. There's other facets where you're looking to expand and grow into other markets, or perhaps you're looking for, you know, new pricing for a product, or, you know, a salesperson may come in and say, hi, I'm dealing with a major, you know, account and I need some help in terms of how to position this new offering because we're in a competitive situation. So all those are examples of a day in the life, which is what I love, is because not every day, you know, is the same. It's different, and it's different in terms of, you know, how you're not only, you know, managing those things, but also, you know, how you're running your team meetings and preparing agendas and figuring out how to run, you know, constructive meetings across the org. So that kind of maybe gives you a sense as far as just, you know, what a quote unquote typical day might look like from a product marketing lens.
Okay. And you alluded to, you know, your direct team just then. What does your team at HackerOne look like at the moment in terms of numbers and respective roles within that team?
Yeah, so I have, like I mentioned, I have the product marketing team. So we're pretty small as an organization, although I do have two open headcounts. So for those interested, please do, you know, a plug there as far as looking me up on LinkedIn and let me know. We're looking for a solution product marketing person, as well as a pricing person. But in general, I have four people within our product marketing team, and they're pretty much divided across our product SKUs and supporting our regional efforts. And then I have the communication team, which today is about four individuals as well. And then I have our content team, which is two individuals, and I have an open headcount for that. Altogether, you know, we're looking at about, you know, 10 to 12 people, including some contractors in the mix, as far as the full team that I manage.
Okay. And in terms of the teams directly outside of product marketing, what's your, you know, almost like your relationship with them like? You know, how do you interact with them? Who do you interact with most? How do you, you know, what's the setup like with them to make sure that there's that cohesion there and to make sure that you're getting the most out of everyone?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a great relationship with our sales counterparts. At HackerOne, we have different markets that we're going after. So really within the SMB, within sort of the mid-market and then the enterprise. So we have weekly cadences with our sales leaders within those segments to understand what's happening in the market. We have a regular weekly session with our product counterparts. I run a pricing committee meeting within our organization because pricing falls within the product marketing realm. And so that's a biweekly cross-functional discussion where we look at opportunities within new product SKUs. Are there, discounting levers? Are there, new SKUs that are coming up that we need to be taking a look at? All of those facets. And then I have a monthly sync with our SEs, so our solution engineers, as far as how they're demoing the product, what they're hearing from a competitive standpoint. Those are probably good examples of sort of the cross-functional interaction that I have and the team has across the organization.
Yeah, sure. And it's interesting really to, again, to tie your product marketing setup with, you know, that of product marketers I've spoke to before, because I say it time and time again that it seems that this facet of collaboration is just such an important part of product marketing. And just from listening to, you know, your response, then it kind of reinforces that further. In an absolute dream world, is there anything about the relationships at HackerOne or, you know, from product marketing than between other internal teams that you change at all? Or do you think there's anything that can be changed to help product marketers execute their role to greater effect?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, if you think about product marketing, it's still pretty nascent within organizations, and it's not, you know, devoid of HackerOne particularly. I think just in general, the role is pretty nascent, and I think it's upon all of us to be able to take more of a leadership role within organizations to be able to educate, you know, different constituents as far as what the role entails, what you as a product marketer bring to the table, and how you can help not only be that strategic driver within the organization, but really help shape the, you know, where the business is going. And I think if done right, you know, I think there's probably two levers that I would say are really important in that. One is come to the table with data and come to the table with customer insights. So data about sort of how your product is doing, what maybe opportunities are within the marketplace, what is the TAM if you're looking at maybe, you know, new product entries, and then customer insights to be able to help influence that. And I think there's probably still a little bit of confusion depending on how mature your organization might be as far as just where product marketing, you know, starts and ends versus where product management starts and ends. And I think that that's probably really key to be able to create a framework within an organization to, you know, set the responsibilities clear. So I wouldn't say it's something that I would change. It's just more of, you know, being aware of the core responsibilities that product marketing brings to the table versus maybe other roles within the organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So in terms of the actual skills that have, you know, helped you to get you to where you are today, I mean, you've accumulated some, you know, awesome experience, and I'm sure a lot of people would you know, want to, you know, occupy the roles that you have been lucky to occupy in your career. So what would you say your top three skills are that have helped you to get where you are today?
I think, you know, especially now in lieu of, you know, the world that we're living in, pretty distributed, I think communication and crisp and clear communication is paramount, right? You have to be able to communicate effectively, specifically because you're probably communicating mostly through digital means. Either it could be through Slack, or it could be through email, or it could be through Google Docs. So don't leave anything up for interpretation. Be very clear in terms of your communication and sort of next steps. I think the second piece is the ability for product marketers to be able to not only think strategically, but to be able to connect the dots, to be able to execute as well. It's one thing to say that, you know, we can do the market analysis and the market planning, but if you can't connect the dots as far as what that means in terms of the go-to-market and what that means from a tactical perspective, then you're not gonna succeed, because half the battle is making sure that you have flawless execution. And then I think the third is really being able to be empathetic. And I know you hear that a lot, but it's tough being a salesperson, you know, out in the field and being able to position things and being able to not know the things. So be empathetic as far as the folks that are, you know, in the field and going through the sales motion. Be empathetic of your product counterparts that are trying to, you know, run a pretty agile process with, you know, development and engineering, and really have a sense of what it means to be in their shoes so that you can have that sort of flawless communication and be able to drive a lot of the planning with those counterparts. It's really key that you're kind of in their shoes and understanding what they're going through as well. You can build great relationships across the org.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's almost like, as you say, you do need that consistent relationship, irrespective of whether or not it's product marketing or whether or not you're working, you know, you could be in a restaurant, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you need to have that sustained, almost like sustained trust, really, to make sure that you can bounce off one another, and only then do you get the best out of people, right? So
totally
understand where you're coming from. And in terms of the role of a PM and a PMM, where do the two roles begin and end? And do you think that there's almost like lines in terms of their responsibilities?
Ah, the question that I think every product marketer and product manager probably asks in an organization, depending on maturity, of course, of the org. But, you know, the way I think about it is the simplest way to describe the difference is, you know, product managers are responsible for leading the creation of a product, and product marketing managers are responsible for that go-to-market for that product. That's probably the crispest way of thinking about it. You know, the product manager is really sort of the GM for the product. They need to own the end-to-end, you know, product lifecycle. And the product marketing is really sort of the so what, right? Why does this product matter? How can I help influence the market? Who am I going to help influence within the market? And how am I going to help expand and grow it? And what does the pricing look like for it? So all of the go-to-market motions that you would think fall within the product marketing realm. It's so critical that these two functions are joined at the hip and really sort of, you know, connect this as far as, you know, how they take a product to market, who are the key buyers that are going to be using the product, and understand the key levers that they're gonna pull on. So that's sort of the simplest way that I can think of sort of describing the two within an organization.
Okay. And would you say that there's a crossover at all between what you do and what a PM would do at your company and beyond?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's, you know, at the very beginning, what we've done is we've created a framework together between product marketing and product management as far as, you know, how do you think about taking a product to market? There's the initial market analysis that you have to do, which is, you know, how big is the market? Is it the right market for us to enter? Does it even make sense? How do we think about the positioning? You know, what are we and what are we not? What does maybe the pricing model look like vis-a-vis the competition, and where can we actually differentiate against the competition? How do you think about the packaging? Is it a, you know, do we bundle it with our products? Is it a separate SKU? Do we think about volume discounts? You know, all of those things that you might think about in terms of the initial sort of analysis to the product strategy. And then it's really taking it into the go-to-market. So as you think about the go-to-market, you know, there's all the funnel aspects, right, in terms of awareness and consideration, and how do I convert and think about, you know, creating opportunities for like advocacy programs and whatnot. And then when you execute, what are the key metrics that you're looking at? How do you define success? And throughout this entire journey, the product marketing and product manager counterparts work together to be able to define not only the strategy, but how do you define success? Because it's going to be an iterative process. It's not like, okay, we just launched it and go. You're going to go back, you're going to iterate, you're going to review, you're going to assess, and you're going to continue to, you know, iterate in terms of your strategies. So it's critical that you put together a plan that you both work together so that you can each have your key swim lanes that you're going to be responsible for.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Again, as we were just saying, come straight back to that element of collaboration. It's just the magic. It's always like the magic word that I found in product marketing. I'm sure there are many others, but collaboration is just one that keeps on coming up, you know, week after week. What does the process of actually introducing new products and features look like at your current company? And how does that compare to previous places that you've worked?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my journey, you know, in my career has been twofold. One, it's been, you know, working at startups where, as I mentioned, I was sort of the lone marketing person and then was able to grow the team. And so by extension, a lot of the responsibility sort of, you know, I shepherded that and then brought in, you know, stakeholders and experts to be able to help me in the go-to-market. And then here at HackerOne, you know, we are obviously, you know, a bigger team. So we have different teams across the organization. So as we think about new products, we have new products already, you know, in market. So we think about different levers. We think about how do we expand across our, you know, customers. We think about what are the new features that are going to help our customers be successful. Are those same features going to be applicable to our smaller companies customers versus our larger customers? How do we think about those? What is the, you know, what are the opportunities? How do we think about new market opportunities? So are there ancillary markets that we can help disrupt that will not only help our customers grow, but also maybe open new, you know, opportunities for us to grow into vertical markets, right? Those are all different areas that we're looking at as a as an organization. So I think depending on the maturity of a company and sort of where you are, you're going to be pulling on different skill sets that are going to help your organization be more successful. So if you're a smaller company, you're going to probably need someone that can be more of a generalist that can wear a lot of different hats. If you're sort of at that mid-stage company, you're going to need more specialization to come in and help you in terms of your go-to-market. And if you're at a larger company, then it's even more critical that you start to build out the core functionalities and specialties that you want your product marketing org to fulfill versus your product management roles. So that's kind of how I think about sort of when you think about introducing new products and features, it's really those lenses. And then, like I said, having that framework where you have a process, you have a launch process where you think about, you know, prioritization on features. Not all launches are the same, right? You have a large launch, which could be that's going to take up a lot of different resources within the organization versus a smaller maybe feature launch that you're going to have a different process for how you run that cadence. So those are kind of the things, the processes that we've put in place here at HackerOne to be able to be more nimble to run an effective, you know, product and or feature launch.
Okay. And in terms of changes, I mean, changes are made all the time to make sure that there's, you know, just slick, you know, slick launches within product marketing. But would you make changes at all to product marketing itself? Or what changes would you want to see made to product marketing to make it even better?
You know, I think forums like this are great where product marketers can share best practices, where they can share learnings, they can share frameworks, they can share processes. You know, like I said, it's a pretty nascent, still a nascent role and function within organizations. And I think the more we can share, you know, best practices amongst each other and to be able to share, you know, frameworks that have worked or launches and processes that have worked, then the better, you know, we're going to be off in terms of, you know, defining success within small, medium, and large organizations.
Okay. And to any new or aspiring product marketers who may be listening to the podcast, what would your advice to them be?
Oh, my advice. Yeah, I would say, think people, not features. So whether you're in, you know, B2C or B2B, it doesn't matter. You sell to people. So listen to them, understand them, and speak their language.
Sound advice. Speak their language. Brilliant. And in terms of obviously brand new year 2021, what do you think this year may have installed for the product marketing community? What would be your product marketing prediction for 2021?
Oh, you know, I think good things are bound for our product marketing community. I think you're going to see more CMOs taking leadership positions that have a product marketing bent versus maybe traditionally it's been more on the demand and growth function. I think you're going to see more CMOs with that bent in 2021 and beyond.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me, April. It's been, you know, a really great chat. I've really enjoyed talking to you and hearing more about your respective product marketing journey.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me, Lawrence.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Cheers.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.